Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mayor of San Francisco appointed a new district attorney after the other one was impeached. Mayor London Breed on Thursday announced that Brooke Jenkins will be the next district attorney. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.6%. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe died Friday after being shot while giving a campaign speech in Western Japan. The former Prime Minister quit politics in 2020 because of health issues. He was talking outside a train station in Nara when a lone gunman fired. He was apprehended moments later. Americans' confidence in newspapers and television has fallen to an all-time low, according to a 29-year Gallup survey. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's get an update on the 4th of July parade shooter.
We are learning more about the 21-year-old suspect in the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting, who showed no emotions during his virtual court appearance. Highland Park Police Department Chief Lou Jogman.
There was quite a bit of pre-planning that went into it. He indiscriminately fired at the crowd of people and, struck people at random.
The Illinois State Police say the alleged gunman passed 4 background checks in 2020 and 2021, despite 2 encounters with police in 2019 involving threats of violence to himself and family members and a series of troubling social media posts. He's being held without bond, and more charges are expected to be filed against him in the coming weeks. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have less faith in the American government at this time, you're not alone.
Americans' confidence in the government is seeing a sharp decline. According to a Monmouth University poll, just over 1 in 3 Americans are confident in the government. 36% of Americans describe the system of government as basically sound. That's down from 55% in 2020 and then 44% in 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Texas state law enforcement officials are going to send illegal migrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on Fox Business Thursday.
We're having deaths occur more frequently. In fact, an international organization labeled the Biden's border between the United States and Mexico the most deadly border in the entire world. And so what Texas is doing, we've taken unprecedented action to respond to this, including building a border wall, deploying the military, laying down military-grade razor wire, and now doing the unprecedented, and that is Texas law enforcement and National Guard. Anybody they apprehend coming across the border illegally, they will be returning to the border.
President Biden awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 16 Americans on Thursday, including decorated Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. The late Senator John McCain and Apple co-founder Steve Jobs received the award posthumously. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. My good friend Carl Gallups is back with us. We were able to corral him and get him on the show. We always enjoy his expertise and insight. The prophecy expert, critically acclaimed Amazon Top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, and former decorated law enforcement officer. He knows from what he talks about because of his life experience and all that God continues to bless him with, he and his family. Hey, Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Bill Martinez, my dear friend, and thank you for that gracious introduction, and thanks for having me on today.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about, what's happening in a realm that I believe, particularly people of faith, because people of faith are being called out. They've been sanctified for a time such as this, and I know that we hear that in Christianese quite often, but I believe that there are some appointed times that are more significant than others. And what we're seeing happening right now in the culture, what's happened out of the Supreme Court after 49 years of Roe v. Wade, I believe it has brought us to an appointed time right now, this year that we're experiencing, that is introducing us to a great, I believe, a great awakening. And as the Bible says, you know, it's a new thing that God is doing. Can you not see it?
Yeah. Listen, beautifully spoken, brother. I'll go ahead and hang up. You've done the show.
No.
No, but listen, let me just go ahead and add more and more insight and a little bit greater depth. So you're right. There is a great awakening, but the Bible also tells in those times when these things are happening, and I'll get to the specifics of that in a moment, but there will also be a great falling away, and the Bible's very clear about that. And we're watching both of those things happen at the same time. The church is being tested by fire. The Bible says that in the very last days, Jesus said that the wheat would be sifted, the tares would be sifted.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat would be tifted, sifted, the tares would be torn from the wheat, and that the enemy came and planted the tares among the wheat. So now, I'm not sitting as a judge on people's relationship with Jesus Christ. I have never done that. I just know what the Word of God says, and I can see what's happening around the world these last 2 or 3 years. The church has been sifted tremendously. Of course, the whole coronavirus thing played into it, and the church closures, et cetera, all the mandates. But even prior to that, the political nature of the world and the interconnectivity with instantaneous communication information technologies now, all of that, of course, played into the last 2 or 3 years. And so we're watching survey after survey showing that less than 6% of all Christians have a biblical worldview.
Exactly.
Out of every 100 pastors around the United States, 63 of them say they do not have a biblical worldview. And on it goes. So we're watching these horrendous things happen, yet the Bible said they would, and the Bible said they were for our own good. They were for the good of the church. And at the same time, as you said, we're watching people wake up. We're watching light bulbs come on. We're watching people understand the prophetic times we're living in and understanding their calling in the midst of it. And they're coming alive, and they're becoming awakened, as Paul wrote about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where he says, you know, these days will overtake them, and he goes on to describe them as the lost people, like a thief in the night. He says, but not so to you. You will not be overtaken like a thief in the night, because you are children of light. You are not asleep. You are awake. And so that is happening. You're right. So I'm excited about what I'm seeing. My heart breaks for those that are falling away, those that really never were, those that were kind of, you know, playing the game, but now life is getting too tough for them, they think. And I look at this Roe v. Wade thing that you mentioned, Brother Bill, and boy, that has been a sifting agent. Let me explain to your audience, and I don't mean talk down by like they don't know this, but let me just reiterate to your audience what they probably already know and feel and see, and that is this. Here's something I was saying on an interview the other day, and the host said, oh my gosh, I'd never thought of that. So maybe your audience might have this reaction. So as you just said, 49 years, I'm just going to round it to 50 years. All right, so 50 years of Roe v. Wade, 1973. Brother, that's the year I graduated high school. I married right out of high school, still with my same bride. We went on to college and careers, and we've been together and raised children and grandchildren. But 73 was a pivotal year in the whole world, and particularly in our nation. That's the year that Roe v. Wade was passed, saying it's okay to reach inside of a woman's womb, pull out a child, and throw it away. That same year, the federal government passed the Federal Endangered Species Act and said, but if you step on a turtle egg or handle an eagle egg, we'll put you in prison. That's the year the world went crazy. All right, now, think about it. Everybody who's under 50 years of age listening to this broadcast, that's all they've ever known, Bill. That's all they've ever known. And my wife and I were talking the other day. We've grown up together as children and then got married as young people. And we've been in many churches as we've moved around the country with jobs and school and careers. And I asked her just the other day, I said, baby, I said, come to think of it. I said, in all my years of preaching, these last 30 years, I preach on this all the time, abortion and what a marriage is, what a gender is, what a family is, et cetera. I said, but maybe in all the great churches we've been in the last, you know, 40, 50 years of our life, I said, do you ever remember a preacher getting in the pulpit and really, really preaching against Roe v. Wade? And she said, I never remember a single time. And I said, me either. And we were in great churches, Bill. I'm talking about good churches. But see, what happened for 50 years, the churches as a whole, not all of them, but as a whole, went silent. It's like the Supreme Court ruled it. Oh, well. Now, there have always been activists and churches out there on the front line and people praying against this, and now our prayers are answered. But I'm telling you, brother, that's what we're up against. It's a great spiritual warfare, just like Paul said in Ephesians 6.
And to your earlier point, you always have this punch-counterpunch that goes on, that takes place.
Yeah.
You know, the evil one sees his time is drawing near, his opportunity is there, so he takes full advantage of it.
Yes.
God says, no, and then you get the reaction going. I mean, keep in mind, what happened in the previous years before 73, from 68 to 73, what was going on? You had revival taking place, right? You had the Jesus movement that was taking place. So from the Jesus movement, in short order, now all of a sudden you have Roe v. Wade, and we start bending our knee to the altar of convenience and my body, my right.
Yes, and from all of these polls that were taken prior to the downfall of Roe v. Wade, you know, George Barna, even Pew, they discovered that very few churches preached against this, and when the pastors were asked, they said, we're afraid we'll lose members and they'll take their money. And that's what has happened to the church in the last 50 years.
Nothing new under the sun, right, Carl?
Yeah, no, really. But like you said, I think there is also in the midst of all of this a great awakening, a great revival among those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
Well, we've got more from the prophecy expert, critically acclaimed Amazon top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, and the former decorated law enforcement officer, my good friend Carl Gallups. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, all right, I'll go with you. Maybe a little bit ornery, just a little bit. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Carl Gallows, my good friend, is with us. Carl has become, you know, a prophecy expert over the years. He's written so many books and all very highly acclaimed. He's, you know, now an Amazon top 60 best-selling author. I mean, when Carl speaks, people stop and they listen. And especially these days, you need to be aware. You need to get in the flow and in sync with God's clock because, you know, you've heard me say before, when Israel became a nation in 1948, it's as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set. And what's passing now are minutes and seconds. We're all, you know, just heading full force, full speed ahead to the final chapter of Revelations. And there's going to be trials and tribulations along the way that will intensify. And for those who know better, who are called by God's name, the faithful, it is so important and critical, especially in this appointed time, that you sync up with God's intent and that it is His will be done. It is His kingdom that is coming. And, you know, so there's no surprises here. There's a reason that God gave us the prophetic so that we wouldn't be caught off guard. Right, Carl?
That I often say, and I've said it on your show before, but you're always getting new listeners, so I'll say it again. We are living now in the most prophetic, biblically prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ. I mean, when Jesus came the first time, you had all those Old Testament scriptures that gave all the details of where he'd be born, where he would start his ministry, what he would do, the miracles he would work, his crucifixion, his resurrection, everything. It's all in the Old Testament. And so when he finally came, boom, there it was. And Peter would later write in 1st and 2nd Peter, he would, it's like I can see him slapping his forehead. He would say, oh, wow, yeah. We were there. Exactly. We were there when it happened. Now we have the word of God made more certain. Well, of course, they lived. Peter lived with Jesus for 3 years. So, but we're like that generation. Now Israel has returned. Jerusalem has returned as the chief city. Technology, transportation, information, communication technologies have exploded, just like Daniel said, just like Jesus said, just like the Word of God says, just like the Book of Revelation says. So you got Israel returning, you got Jerusalem coming back as the chief city, you've got the nations aligning themselves in hatred for Israel and hatred for the United States, which represents the largest Christian nation on the planet, and hatred of God's people and the Church of God. All of that is happening. Technology is exploding. The world is speaking with one voice, just like the Word of God said thousands of years ago, and people who read those prophecies didn't understand them. They said, how is that going to be? In fact, the whole world wasn't even discovered at that time, yet the Word of God spoke of it, and we're the first generation to be living in the midst of all of this. So we're living in extremely prophetic times. But as you and I were saying off the air on the phone a little while ago, these are exciting times for people of God that know the Word and know the Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all getting ready to culminate. And I'm not a date setter. I'm not meaning that in the next week or two or month or two or year or two or decade or even 100 years or two. But I'm saying it's coming like a flood. And you're right. You said it a minute ago. The return of Israel was God's time clock starting. The Old Testament says that. God himself says it in the words of the Old Testament. Jesus says it in the New Testament succinctly, and I don't have time to go into it now, but I've written to it. Scholars for ages have seen it. They talked about it, and now we're living it. It's actually happening, Bill, and I think the fact that it's right in front of our face has blinded the eyes of some people. Yeah, I mean, it's like Jesus was standing right in front of the Pharisees, and they missed him. And in the name of God, they crucified the Son of God and thought they had done God a favor. A lot of the so-called church, and I'm not judging anybody, but I'm just talking about the way it is doing the same thing now with the prophetic times in which we're living because they're immersed in it, because it's all they've ever known. Again, people that are under 74 years of age, all we've ever known is Israel in the Middle East. But for 2,800 years prior to that, there was no Israel. Yet the Word of God said, when you see Israel come back, the clock starts. And here we are, 74 years later, brother. So, anyway, I know you get this, but does that make sense?
Well, no, it makes a lot of sense, and we need to reinforce this, Carl. It's like we were saying earlier, is that, kind of like what Paul experienced, you know, when he was poisoned with the bad stew, right? He says, look, get me the good stuff. We've got to put the good stuff in there to dilute the poison that our culture and our world has been filled with.
Well,
and,
exactly.
And guess what? There is absolute truth, but we've been told it's relative, and look what it's, how it, you know, how it's messed us up and where we are right now. I mean, we're like Pontius Pilate in front of the God of truth saying, what is truth?
Yeah, and how it's messed up the church. And I'm, again, using air quotes,
right,
speaking of the institutional organizations. I know the true church are born again, called out, you know, spirit-filled believers. But the church, the institutional church, it's messed it up. Well, now watch this. But the Word of God told us that would happen. Jesus says,
exactly,
in Matthew chapter 13, in five of the seven parables he told, Paul says it, he's writing to Timothy, he says, look, the Spirit clearly says in the last days there's going to be doctrines of demons. Now, when we hear that word doctrine, immediately we think of Bible teaching. Well, that's true. Doctrine just means a declared and encapsulated truth. Okay? So that's a doctrine. If I want to talk to you about the doctrine of the deity of Jesus, I go through all the scriptures, find the scriptures that build that truth and encapsulate it and teach it. But the word doctrine is not limited to biblical declarations. As it means anything that has an encapsulation around it declaring that this is truth. Now look, doctrines of demons. Look, we don't know what a marriage is anymore. We don't know what a womb is anymore. We don't know what a gender is anymore. We don't know what true sexuality is anymore. We don't know what a woman is, according to a Supreme Court justice. We don't know what the birthing process is and who can do it. All of these things have been encapsulated by the social construct truths of our day. And Paul said, beware, when you see that happening around the world, you know you're in the last days.
Exactly. Because what happens, we get down these rabbit holes. We've been talking about this. This keeps recurring, Carl, throughout the conversations today. We find ourselves going down these rabbit holes that, are dark. We get in and we can't get out. It's the Hotel California. You can't get out. But, you know, the things of God, you go in and you come out, there's redemption, and you're better for it. But if you don't have ears to hear, and if you don't have a discerning mindset, you're going to be entrapped. And it's like hell on earth. I mean, darkness and no hope, Carl? I mean, I can only imagine that's just kind of a precedent to what hell must be like.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And so what I have been challenging the church to do, my own congregation as well as the church at large, is in the midst of the coming darkness, and I'm not trying to be all doom and gloom, because we're children of the light. We are light, the Bible says. We have not been walking in darkness, and we know what's getting ready to happen. But in the midst of the coming darkness, we, the church, have to buck up and be the church like never before. We have to hold out the gospel of Jesus Christ for salvation. We have to hold out the hand of redemption, the hand of truth, the hand of teaching, the hand of reconciliation, the hand of love. And I don't mean like walking through the tulips and holding up daisies and like a bunch of hippies. I'm talking about the hard work of ministry, brother, getting involved
exactly.
in drug addicts' lives and homeless people and moms, battered women, and on and on and on it goes. All of the ills that have bought the doctrines of demons, and they've lived them, and now their lives are being ruined. Now we've got Roe v. Wade overturned, and I told my church, I said, this is what we've been praying for 50 years.
Exactly.
Please understand, most of our nation doesn't get it. They don't understand what's happening, and they're going to fight against even this until the Lord comes back. And so
amen.
We've got to buck up and be the church, brother.
Well, it's an opportunity for the church to bring out their towels.
Yep, it is.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, just as Jesus gave us that example, it's about service. Go ahead, Carl. I'm going to let you wrap it up. We've got about 25 seconds left.
I was going to thank you for having me on. I'm just going to tell people, listen, Romans 10:9, confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved.
God is good, huh?
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Thanks for having me on, man. I always love being on with you.
Always an honor. Thank you, Carl Gallups. He is the senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church and best-selling author. Thank you. God bless you, sir. We love you.
Same to you. Love you too, Ben.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mayor of San Francisco appointed a new district attorney after the other one was impeached. Mayor London Breed on Thursday announced that Brooke Jenkins will be the next district attorney. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.6%. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe died Friday after being shot while giving a campaign speech in western Japan. The former Prime Minister quit politics in 2020 because of health issues. He was talking outside a train station in Nara when a lone gunman fired. He was apprehended moments later. Americans' confidence in newspapers and television has fallen to an all-time low, according to a 29-year Gallup survey. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. We're going to be talking with Jerron Kemple, Chairman and CEO of Bond, about a new Air Guardian drone program. And this is incredible, I'm telling you. And it's like one of those things like, haven't we had this sooner? Now this, and he'll tell you more about it, but essentially the Air Guardian drone program is designed to dispatch drones to aid first responders to get eyes on the scene of an emergency faster than anything else. Jerron, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
And this is exciting. I mean, what an awesome idea, and what this will do in helping, first responders.
Yeah, first responders and all of us, really, because the first responders are helping us. So when any one of us is under duress in a bad situation, as we know, the first responders are busy. There are few of them. There are many of us. It sometimes takes them time to respond. Think about what just happened in Illinois during 4th of July. And here we have a platform. It's a service enabled by technology that can faster, safer, least intrusively, and more economically than any other means get to the scene of action and either help an individual or deliver information to first responders who are on their way, so their engagement is more precise and likely giving rise to better outcomes.
Well, Jerron, some of the situations are obvious as to how a program and a system like this can help. What else can this system do, and how should people you know, understand, you know, the benefits of this Air Guardian program.
Thank you, Bill. And let's put things in perspective. We all understand what drones are, and police and first responders have had drones at their disposal for a long time. However, the drones that they have been using have been in boxes, in trunks of police cars, and you still had to drive them 20 minutes to the scene of action and then deploy them, which takes time. What we're talking about here is instant response. Each drone is responsible for 12 square miles and can get within those 12 miles to any location on average within 2 or 3 minutes. And it's activated either by 911. 911 calls Bond to the specific drone team saying Coral Gables, says John Smith or Jenna Smith are under duress in this location. Bang, the drone flies there and helps. This is one use case. And we can think about all the situations in which we can help. Sometimes individuals are victimized by other people. Mm-hmm. And right. My neighbor calls 911 and says, I think this man or woman are being hurt. We immediately get there within 2 or 3 minutes. And using either the spotlight or the megaphone, we can deter the perpetrator away. Another case, just in 4th of July, Coral Gables, we were there with the drone up in the air at 400 feet, looking at the immediate periphery and looking at suspicious activity that is drawing near. As we know, what happened in Illinois, Bill, is that the shooter was about 100 yards away. This is about a football field away. So it wasn't intermingled with a crowd, but was far away on some roof. Nobody saw him arrive. Nobody saw him set up. Nobody was able to detect where he's shooting from, and then he disappeared. We need to be very modest in cases of security. I'm not saying that we would have had a different outcome, but we would have had a better option and opportunity and likelihood to detect that there's somebody who's getting on a roof. Why would he? Pulls out a rifle. Why would he? Starts shooting. And in any one of those instances, the drone is very nearby. So within 10 seconds, the drone can be in his face, drawing his attention, distracting him, directing the police to his location, and then like a good dog, sticking to him such that it's more likely that he's apprehended. That's the opportunity here, and we can all think about situations where we are alone somewhere or we are part of an event, and this technology and this service, Bill, is meant only to enhance the personal security, safety, and peace of mind of members of the community.
This is a game changer, Duran, because, you know, we understand in emergencies, first responders, the police, it can be anywhere 15, 20 minutes before they get on scene, on average. Well, by then, it's over. I mean, you have a drone there inside of minutes. I mean, that changes the whole, you know, the whole game plan here, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So it's all about response time, and you need to do it in a manner that is efficient, safe, right? It needs to be very safe, needs to be very efficient, can't cost too much, otherwise people won't deploy it. And very importantly, we didn't touch upon it, it needs to preserve privacy, and we're committed to that. We're a private sector company. Yeah. Our mission, our business plan has nothing to do with your information. All that we want to do is get the drone as quickly and safely as possible and help save lives and basically preserve safety.
Well, this new drone program, which you've been testing in Coral Gables, Florida, this is just such a brilliant idea, Duran. Maybe you can explain to our audience here, you know, your company, your mission, what you're all about, what Bond is all about.
Thank you, Bill. So, first of all, my background is in technology. I'm a serial entrepreneur. This is the third company that I've started. But before all of that, and before becoming a citizen, I was a commander of Israeli Special Ops Unit. So I have great familiarity with security and how to develop new processes, tactics, and technologies in order to solve problems. Bond's mission, and Bond is 5 years old, is to enhance personal security, safety, and peace of mind. And we've been operational for 3 years, and we've helped people in more than 50,000 cases. And the platform, Bill, is much broader than just the Air Guardian service, which we've started developing, Bill, since 2018, and is going live now in Coral Gables, but it's very well tested. So any one of your audience members, including chief security officers of universities, of corporations, of cities, should look at this platform, and they can get on the platform tomorrow in order to enhance security, safety, and peace of mind. We're actually live in almost 30 countries outside the United States.
Wow.
The Air Guardian brings this to a completely different level because now we have an ability within the physical world very quickly, very safely and efficiently, without intrusion, get to the scene of action and increase the likelihood of positive outcomes.
Well, Daron, when you tell me that you were with the IDF, I know of the IDF, and I know of Israel's commitment to security. This is something that you've learned along the way and bringing it here to the United States, and this is a blessing, I believe, for our country, what you are making available with Air Guardian. Now, how can people get involved? You touched on this a little bit, but I want to, you know, a little bit more information because they hear about this and say, okay, how can we employ Air Guardian, the Air Guardian program?
Great. So if anybody wants to deploy Bond, you just go on the App Store, you download Bond off of the Apple or Google stores, and we immediately give you preventive security as a human, and it's very affordable. And without getting into those details, you know, there are numerous cases in which people whom we love or are responsible for feel unsafe, feel afraid, but it's not yet an emergency, so they don't have a solution. We're the solution for that. Point number one. With regard to the Air Guardian, this is really relevant for institutions. It could be a municipality, a city, police, or other first responders. It could be a university, or it could be an organization or a corporation. All of them have events. All of them have people. If you're a large university, you have students that you're responsible for. Sometimes they're in harm's way. Why not launch the Air Guardian to get to them in 2 minutes and try and help them? I don't want to talk about all the situations that we hear about. Think about active shooters.
Yes, exactly.
When active shooters start doing their menace, it's all a question of minutes and seconds. And if you have a drone that potentially can look at the situation, see where did this person go, which door did he enter, which door did he exit, and you can offer that information to first responders, that enhances the likelihood of taking action within 20 seconds as opposed to 2 minutes, which is the difference of shooting another 200 bullets. I'm being directionally correct here.
So exactly.
If anybody on the audience has responsibility for people, reach out to Bond through our website, rbond.com, schedule a briefing. Let's figure out how we can help you.
I know there's going to be, an ongoing, ongoing chapters of development for the Air Guardian program, so I look forward to having you back. Take care.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Real treat for you, Connor Boyack is going to be joining us, the founder and president of Libertas Institute, author of 30 books, including The Tuttle Twins, okay? A children's series introducing young readers to the principles of freedom, which has sold more than 3 million copies and has been made into a crowdfunded Angel Studios TV series by the same name. Connor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Hey, you know, congratulations on the Tuttle Twins and what you're doing to balance out, in pursuit of the truth, this faux narrative that has invaded the classrooms across the country.
Well, I appreciate it, and it's validation from so many families out there who, especially during COVID, were alarmed to see with Zoom school and going to their school board meetings, just how bad it's gotten. A lot of us went to public school, myself included. We think, hey, we turned out just fine, not a big deal. But then we wake up one day and we see the headlines, or we see on lips of TikTok, on Instagram or whatever, all the crazy that's happening in the classroom. And so a lot of parents are recognizing that even if they still got to send their kids to school, they can't homeschool, whatever, they need to step in and do more to teach their kids these valuable principles of, you know, free markets and entrepreneurship and money and personal responsibility and all the rest. And that's where the Tuttle Twins can be helpful.
Well, and the deal, it clearly points to, you know, what the school system has done in apprehending our children. And I mean that in a sense, they've kind of kidnapped them. And they've been talking about this, you know, for a number of years behind the scenes, you know, probably in the lunchrooms of faculty rooms across the country, just kind of in their chambers, talking about how, you know, these families are so lucky that, you know, we've got these brilliant teachers that have been employed, and you know, they're just so underpaid and underappreciated because we're you know, we've got so much to do to you know, train these kids in the way in which they should go. And as you said, we can be thankful for COVID in this respect. The blessing out of it is that it pulled the shroud back on this faux lie and this institution, this educational institution, and what they were doing to our kids. And then they were so bold to come out and say that, you know, parents have no responsibility, that it's our kids belong to the teachers. I mean, where did that come from?
You know, it's interesting. If you look at the teacher training colleges that are pumping out the new teachers, very little of it is pedagogy and like subject matter expertise. It's classroom discipline. It's how to manage kids. It's, you know, it's control. It's discipline. All these things. And so it becomes attractive to a certain type of person who likes to, you know, control and manage people rather than inspire and educate them. It becomes almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy that the people who ultimately are attracted to this profession are less and less the actual practitioners and the subject matter experts. I feel like, though, we're missing a big part of the picture if we focus primarily or only on the bad apples that are trying to, you know, with their propaganda and really trying to push things. Because I say that schools have two problems. The first is sins of commission, in the sense where you're committing error or bias or propaganda. And that's definitely been happening. I feel like, and from my experience, the far bigger problem are the sins of omission. Mm-hmm. It's that the schools just aren't teaching a lot of the important stuff anymore. The standards have degraded substantially. You look at like an eighth grade test from a century ago, and most adults can't even pass, right? We really lower the quality of education. And that's where we're trying to elevate things with the Tuttle Twins, to say, guys, kids can learn this stuff. You just have to teach it the right way, and it's through storytelling and making it relevant to their lives. I was the kid in school that would raise my hand and say, why does this matter? Why do I need to learn that, you know, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell? And the teacher would say, put your hand down. You know, you'll need to know it someday. Mm-hmm. And so the problem is oftentimes in school, it's without context. We're forced to memorize things. It's not so at all with what we're doing. We're trying to say, here's these ideas that matter. Schools aren't talking about them anymore. They haven't for a long time. Parents, you don't need to be experts on this stuff to teach your kids. Just grab some Tuttle Twins books, read together as a family, and you're going to find that your conversations and discussions become elevated, because human brains literally are wired for story. And so when we teach these things through storytelling, the ideas come alive for kids.
Exactly. Well, it starts with basic respect. You're respecting the kids. The kids get it, and they respond. They respond to that, and you're coming to them with something they can relate to, like you said, in storytelling. And you know, I want to go back here for just a minute, Connor, and talk about, you know, the problem with the American history textbooks that are used by schools today. Address that issue.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll be brief because I could get on a soapbox for a long time. We all know this quote, those who don't learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. The challenge we have is that none of the social studies books and history textbooks being used in schools are teaching kids to learn from the past. Is it any wonder then that we're pumping out AOC supporters and social justice folks and all these people who are illiterate about history? The issue is that these books are not teaching kids to learn from the past. They are simply teaching kids about the past. And that is a huge distinction. It's like we're walking kids through the Museum of American History and we say, oh, look, they used to dress like this, and they once used muskets that looked like this, and here's the food they ate. Oh, okay, kids, let's go to the cafeteria, time for lunch. It's a very passive connection to history and one that has no relevance for our lives today. So is it any wonder that we're repeating the mistakes of the past and having all the problems we are today? So what we set out to do and what we just launched last week was a new Tuttle Twins history storybook, not textbook, not drilling you with names and dates and memorized stuff. It's just a big story about American history where we introduce the ideas. And more importantly, we help kids. It's like, here's this thing that happened. Great. It's 250 years ago. Why should it matter to you? Oh, here's some examples. Here's how what happened way back then relates to our world today. And suddenly we can help kids start to learn, oh, I can learn from history. I can see why it matters to my life today. That is a skill that has been entirely absent in the school system for decades and what we're trying to fix through our new Tuttleton's history book.
Well, it's how you counteract the poison that's in the, that's in the oatmeal, right? I mean, we've been served up poison. You got to balance this out, and this is the beauty of the truth, because it's not like you're making up a story here. I mean, you're taking, real life history and sharing it, with these kids in story form, as opposed to coming up with something like the critical race theory and the 1619 project that's all in the world of make believe, most of it, and loaded with narrative and lots of theory.
Bill, you raise a very important point. History, like, why does history matter for any of us? History is how we frame our present-day circumstances. So I'll use myself as a little guinea pig here. In high school, I was bullied a lot. I was a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. I was picked on a lot. I could interpret my own history and feel like a victim and complain about, all the trauma I experienced and be really angry at people and so forth. Or I can reframe my history, my own narrative, my own past, and say, you know what? I can have some compassion for these kids. Maybe they were being abused at home and they were taking it out on me. Or, it's a growth opportunity. I had to learn to stand up for myself. Or I can have compassion for other kids who are, victims today, and I can help them. How I tell my history is how I determine who I am today. It's the same thing. Critical race theory, it's like, okay, were the founding fathers all white supremacy bigots that were just evil and therefore we should, hate ourselves today for being white and capitalists and so forth? Or is it like, hey, look, despite inheriting this flawed, economic system that in many cases relied on slavery, but there were people like Thomas Jefferson who thought it was a moral evil and they were trying to figure out ahead of their time, how to get rid of this thing. Can we frame history in a way that better serves us not to be victims today, right, but to be empowered, to make good decisions? That's what we're trying to do, because there's plenty of people out there like the 1619 Project folks who want to frame history in a way to make us hate America, hate these values, hate ourselves. That's not what we think ought to happen. And through our Tuttleton's book, we're trying to do the exact opposite, to say there's a lot of warts and bumps and bruises in history, no doubt. But mm-hmm. how we frame right. it that determines how we act and live today.
Excellent. And I believe this is why you have a rise of support for socialism, because today's youth out of our public educational system is being indoctrinated, are they not?
I think you're exactly right. They're being indoctrinated, and they're not being told all the times that it's worked, not worked in the past.
Right.
And so they become gullible. They say, oh, this time it's different. Oh, this time, we're modern. It's democratic socialism. And there's no depth to their historical understanding of past socialist regimes and all of the destruction that has come and all the problems that inevitably unfold. They just don't know. So it's very easy to manipulate people that don't know their history. It's extremely easy. And I'll say, Bill, put my little tinfoil hat on for a moment, I think this is intentional. I think modern schools have been dumbed down intentionally to produce a citizenry that is more malleable and easily manipulated.
Connor, how can the people be in touch and get involved and make sure their kids are in front of this incredible, and I would say historical opportunity?
Bill, just speaking to what you said a moment ago, you gave me an idea. Maybe we need a Tuttle Twins dating app where for the teens and young adults, they can filter, hey, are you like-minded and are we going to connect? So I'm going to file that away for the future. If you're interested in our Tuttle Twins books, they're all at TuttleTwins.com. But this new history book that just launched, we've got it's a 240-page book. We've got 200 pages of curriculum, an audiobook, and everything. It's a big bundle, and all of that is at TuttleTwins.com/history.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Frustrated, try